Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Just soak in his presence. I don't know if you sensed the Lord here this morning, but when I took communion, it was just like, just came over me like the weight of his glory is heavy. When you feel his anointing, you feel it come on you, and he's more than enough, church. Just rest in his presence this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. So, Lord, we rest in your presence this morning. We thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, and you're more than enough. Just put your hand on your heart this morning. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we've never been more loved than we are loved right now. Thank you for your love that you're pouring into our hearts, Lord. Lord, I pray everyone here and everyone listening to this just senses your love for them, your great love, your unconditional love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father, as we look at this, at the word this morning, Father, let it just penetrate into the depths of our soul. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 107:9 says, "For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." Jesus is the bread of life. We partook of the bread this morning. Jesus is the bread of life, and he is the living water. Only he can satisfy the longing of our soul. We used to sing a song, "Only Jesus can satisfy my soul." Thank you, Lord. You know, Jesus told the woman at the well, "Whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst again." Thank you, Lord. And hunger and thirst are signs of life. It's the evidence of health. When we don't feel good, when we're sick, we often lose our appetite. And we all know dead people don't eat. So it's a healthy sign when we hunger and thirst in the physical. And it is a very healthy sign when we hunger and thirst for righteousness. When we long for the presence of the Lord. So we've been made alive in Christ Jesus. And he's pouring out his spirit this morning. Just open your heart to receive. God's doing something fresh, something new. We need to open our hearts to receive what God wants to do. Because it's all about him. It's all about him. It's all about his recognition. It's all about his goodness. It's all about his help. All good things come from our Heavenly Father. Lord, I just thank you for an open conduit from the heavenlies just pouring in to everyone's life this morning. Lord, that you're releasing life this morning. They who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. So, Lord, we know it's a spiritual act that you're doing right now. It's not something in the natural, but it's in the spirit. And we open our hearts and we say, yes, Lord. Jireh, he's more than enough. Ephesians 3:20-21 says, "Now to him," if you'd read it with me, "now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. In the song, it says, how much does he love you? And the response is, it's more than you ask, think, or imagine, according to his power working in us. It's more than enough. The scripture is talking about the magnitude of God and his ability to help you, his ability to provide for you. Like he provided for Jen and Gabe to pay off their business loan. Like he provided for the River of Life family to pay off our mortgage loan. Like he provides in the natural when we step out in faith. Because we know when we obey the Lord, he's more than enough to bring the provision to accomplish what he's asking us to do. If we can do it in our own strength, then where would God get the glory? People often look at this ministry and say, how do you do all of this? And I always point to the heavens. We always point to the Lord. Leonard and I, we say, it's because of God. It's because of God. It's but God, but God, but God. Because he will come through. Whether it's financial, whether it's a health need, whether it is a job, whether it is promotion. We know promotion comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. There's nothing that can stop your promotion. Some of you are due for a promotion. Hallelujah. Some of you are due for a job. You're just saying, well, how about a job? Lord, we thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh, and you're more than enough. And the magnitude of God's ability to help us and to provide for us, it says, is exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. It's not just above, and it's not just exceeding above, but God can do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. And often I really believe we ask and think so small in comparison to what God wants to do. You know, last Sunday the Lord said he's breaking off limitations. Let God break off the limitations of your thinking, because you have God in a box. Because it looks so big to you, but God is able. If it is God's will, God is able to perform his will. And he's able to do everything according to what he has promised in his word and what he has promised over you. Do you have some promises spoken over your life? You've been in a prophetic church for a long time. You should have some prophetic words over your life that are promises. Hallelujah. Someone say amen. You have any words? God's spoken to you. Get out those words. Pray over those words. The scripture says to war over the word that was spoken to you. That's what the apostle Paul told Timothy. Son, take those words and begin to war over them. We want them just to happen, don't we? Wouldn't that be nice? Just happens. Poof. Thank you, Lord. No, there's a part that we have to do. And that part is to believe. We've got to believe. Believe. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. We know faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it keeps propelling us to step into the promises of God. You see, you got to take a step. You can't just stand still. You got to take a step into the promises of God. You got to step out. Gabe said this morning, we stepped out. We believed God's word. We stepped out. And we saw Jehovah Jireh provide. How many here have seen Jehovah Jireh provide? He makes a way where there seems to be no way. You know, God wants to show off in your life. I believe that God wants to show up and show off. And so, Lord, break off the limitations of our thinking. And forgive us, Lord, for putting you in a box. And forgive us, Lord, for praying controlling prayers. We break every controlling prayer that you've been praying over your situation. Because a lot of times we'll pray and direct God like he doesn't know what to do. Have you ever done that? Come on, be honest. We've done that. We break the power of those controlling prayers that are putting limitations on what God wants to do in our life and what God wants to do in this church and in this ministry. We break them now by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus over them. We just say right now they're null and void, and we cancel them in the name of Jesus. Can you give the Lord a praise? Thank you, Jesus. You see, God gives us the authority to clean up what we did, right? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you give us that authority. And now, Lord God, release your promises. Release your truth. Release your will into our lives and into this church and ministry, Lord, that we will be a blessing to others. Lord, as you bless us, we bless others. We thank you, Lord. There's an overflow. And that's what I hear the Lord saying. There's an overflow that is coming into our lives. God is a God of an overflow. He's in a God of an abundance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hashikamashata. Thank you, Lord. Halalalamasita. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ha. Thank you, Lord. Hamashika. He's a God of the overflow. Whew. Thank you, Lord. Arabasita. You're a God of the overflow. Thank you for overflowing in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I see the waves coming. Whew. The waves. Halalalalamasita. Of overflow and refreshing, Lord God, into our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're strengthening us this morning. I can't say I always know everything the Lord is doing, but I know he's doing something. It's supernatural this morning. The Lord's presence is here. Oh, Hamashika Mashata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We just step in this morning. Ooh, thank you, Lord. We step in this morning. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, my provider. And that word Jireh literally means to see. And we're going to take a look at that in John 8:56. It says, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. And the root word for the name Jireh literally means to see. And yet when you put it together, the compound connection means to provide. And so what Abraham saw in the spiritual realm affected his actions in the physical realm. He had promises spoken over him, and he stepped into the promise. And all through the Old Testament, that word, when it's used, Jireh, is to see. Until you get to Genesis. And we're going to read that story, and I'm going to ask Angela if she'll pull up Genesis 22, 1 through 8. How many of you have heard this story about Abraham and Isaac? Yeah, we've heard it many, many times. So, Lord, just refresh us and let us see what you're saying today about being Jehovah Jireh. Genesis 22, 1 through 8. Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. Then God said, take now your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Now this was in this culture, it was a common thing to offer your children to pagan gods. They would offer them and burn them. They'd make them pass through the fire. It was a common thing. It was not for God. I don't see any place else that he asked anybody to do anything like this. Have you in the scripture? There's no other place. But it didn't seem to rattle Abraham that God asked him to do that. Because the next scripture says, so Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son. And he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. So we see Abraham immediately the next morning got up and obeyed what the Lord said to him. And as I was studying that this week, I repented. I haven't been that quick. Have you been that quick? To get right up the next morning, saddle up your donkey, split wood, and get ready to do what God just spoke to you to do? You know, I kind of put things off sometimes. When I hear a prophetic word, I'll say, oh, yeah, well, that's for another season. Or, oh, yeah, that's a great one. My children will fulfill that one. Have you ever done that? Be honest. The Lord really convicted me. Abraham got right up the next morning and began to fulfill what God had spoken to him to do. And that really challenged me. That caused me to go back and listen to the prophetic word that Apostle Leon spoke over us, Apostle Leonard and I in the church. And you know what he said in it? He said, Sunday mornings before service, this auditorium is going to be saturated with intercessory prayer and pre-service prayer. Do you remember that? Unless you go back and listen to your word, see, you forget those things. But I've been seeking the Lord about prayer. And Lord, what is your will in this season for prayer? And it's in the word. The next Sunday morning, we should have been in here praying. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you get it? Would you wave at me? Or you're looking at me like cross-sided or something? That's what the Lord asked to do. So just publicly, I'm canceling Saturday night prayer on Zoom. It's canceled. Get yourself into the house of the Lord on Sunday morning. And we meet at 10 o'clock as a team. We can take time after that. We're together from 10:05. If you need a break, you can go take a break. But if you want to pray, we are going to saturate this auditorium and this atmosphere with prayer. Can somebody say amen? Will anybody obey the Lord with me? Will anybody show up for prayer on Sunday morning? Come on, church. Come on. We've got to pray. We've got to pray. It's one of the most important aspects of ministry. If we don't pray, nothing happens. And if we don't obey the word of the Lord that was spoken over us and given to us just last month, hallelujah, it's been a month. So Lord, forgive me. I didn't even catch it until I read this. It's like it popped out at me. Have you been that obedient? You know, and then you're like, no, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. So let's go on. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes. And notice it was the third day. He lifted his eyes and he saw the place afar off. And Abraham said to his young son, stay here with the donkey. Or he said to his young men, the servants that went with them, stay here with the donkey. The lad and I will go yonder and worship, and we will come back to you. Do you get that? God had told him to go sacrifice his son. And Abraham had so much faith in God that if it did come to that, he believed he'd raise him up again. Because together they were coming back. Because Isaac was his promise. His promised son. and nothing could keep the promises of God from coming forward. So Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and the two of them went together. And most theologians figure that Isaac must have been in his 20s. He was probably around 22 or 28, because he loaded the wood onto Isaac, and Isaac carried it up the mountain. You know, a child couldn't do that. But Isaac, it goes on and says, spoke to Abraham his father and said, "Father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." Then he said, "Look, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" And we can go back to the PowerPoint here, Angela, on Genesis 22:8. And Abraham said, "My son, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering." So the two of them went together. Then they came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built an altar there, and he placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. Now at some point in time, Abraham and Isaac must have come into an agreement regarding him being the sacrifice. Because Abraham was 100-year-old man or older, and he would not be able to wrestle a 20-year-old and tie him up and get him on a pile of wood to burn him. Is that right? You young men, there's no way. There's no way. So at some point in time, Isaac came into agreement with what God had told his dad and said, "Dad, if this is what God's asking of us, then we're going to believe God together that God will provide a lamb." Powerful. Do you see how powerful it is when you have agreement in a family? Agreement for the promises that have been spoken over your family? How powerful it is when we agree together for the promises that have been spoken over our church and our church family and our ministry and outreaches. It's powerful when we come into agreement, regardless of how it looks. Verse 10, "And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham.' And Abraham said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.' Then Abraham lifted his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place, 'The Lord will provide,' as it is said to this day, 'In the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.'" So God will see what is going on in your life regarding the promise, and he will provide for you what is needed to fulfill it. Thank you, Jesus. God's prevision means his provision. He can see ahead, and he provides. And notice, Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh, because God saw his need in that place. Remember, Jireh means to see. He saw his need, and he provided the ram that was caught in the thicket. And there's an old Jewish proverb that says, on the mountain of the Lord, it will be provided. And one of the commentaries I read said, another way to say that is God is going to see to it. And that is a great confession. Go right along with the Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing, because God will see to it. God will see to it. God will see to it. We've got to get that in our spirit. God is our provider. We're going to go back to the Bible, Genesis 22, 15 to 18, if you can go there. Appreciate it, Angela. Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think that just speaks for itself. And we know what God did in Abraham because of his obedience. We are in the Abraham covenant. We're in that covenant. We're a part of that eternal covenant. Hebrews 11:17 says, "By faith, Abraham, when he was tested," we're back to the PowerPoint, "offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said, 'In Isaac your seed shall be called,' concluding that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from which he also received him in a figurative sense." So God tested Abraham. And I know this doesn't preach well, but the truth is, God will test you. The Lord will test you. He wanted him to take his only son, the son of promise. And sometimes God tests us. And he doesn't test us to see what we're made of, but he tests us to show us what he's made of. Tests are not a negative thing. Tests are positive things from the Lord. You know, we take tests in school and you're always afraid you're going to fail, or you're not going to come through, or you're not going to remember, and you get nervous and then you forget what you need to know. And yeah, some of you are nodding your head. And it kind of feels like a negative thing sometimes when you get tested. To me it does. Maybe it doesn't to you, but it's like a negative pressure. You've got to perform. But when the Lord tests you, if we can stay in the right place and position ourselves before the Lord, we can go through that trial. We can go through that test with peace in our hearts. We can rest in the promises of God, that regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what is going on around us, we have this peace and this rest in our spirit, knowing that Jehovah Jireh, he will provide. Knowing that he sees that situation and he's working it out for us. God is working it out for us. He's working it all together for good. He's working it out for us. We don't always see it, but we know he is working. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When we step into God's promises, we're keeping His word. We're keeping God's word. And you know, sometimes we run into tests and we'll say, oh, it's the devil. The devil's after me. And you know what? I really believe within the church, we give the devil a whole lot more credit than what he should have. Instead of talking about the devil, could we shift the atmosphere? I don't want to hear about him. Because God is working it out for good. And like I said, if the devil is after you that much, the scripture says, submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. So if the devil's after you that much, then you must not be submitted to God. And that's just the basic truth. Sometimes that hurts. Ouch. You know, we like to blame it on something else. But when you're pointing over there, the rest of your fingers are pointing back at you. The first place you check is your life. Your life. And get with God. He will let you know what's going on. The scripture says, don't cast away your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. We've got to hold on to it. Another translation says, hold on to your confidence. Hold on to your confidence in God. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. We've got to be so determined. I know we get tired, we get weary. It's one thing on top of another that piles. Have you ever felt like you've been piled on? Like you're watching a football game and they're just piling on you? I know what you're saying. It feels like you're not going to be able to get back up. But the Lord, thou, O Lord, art a shield for me. You're my defender. You're my defender. You're my protector. Shake him off, you know? You got to stand up sometimes and just shake it off. Literally. I've been praying for people over the last few weeks and just brushing things off their shoulders. We're carrying a whole lot more than what God ever asked us to carry. I'm telling you, I can see things on people. Loads that they're just piling on. Why are we piling that on when we have Jehovah Jireh, our provider, who sees what we need? It is not your responsibility. Often people will say, what's my responsibility? What's God's? Your responsibility is to follow the Lord and obey His word. Seek first, say first, the kingdom of God in His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto us. Even in the midst of the worst trial, God is a God of addition. And He's adding to you. And we've got to lift our head. He's the glory and the lifter of our head. We can be down like this. I had a person in for counseling this week, and I was going over a diagram I have about self-acceptance. Some people just beat themselves up. Are you one of those? And in the diagram, the person's head's hanging way down like that. And she's like, why? Why is his head like that? I said, because when you don't accept who you are and do not know your identity in God, then you feel really bad about yourself. And when we don't accept ourselves, we're rejecting the Lord. Because you're created in His image and after His likeness. And His heart for you is always love. You've never been more loved than you are right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every test will deepen our faith in God. And every test, Abraham taught us what to name the place of the test, right? God will provide. God will provide. Every place of testing is named, God will provide. I will lack nothing because God will provide. Thank you, Lord. It deepens our faith so that we can be the conduit that God flows through. He wants to flow through us. It pours into us and pours out. A conduit of His grace and His mercy and His love and His provision. And we see in the story of Abraham and Isaac that Jesus was coming. That Jesus Christ, the sacrifice, the Lamb of God, was coming to take away the sins of the world. And opening up a door for everyone, Jews or Gentiles, to come into this Abrahamic covenant. We come into the covenant of God. Before that, we have a covenant with the devil. That's a no-win situation. It's a no-win. But the door opened because God was willing to give His only begotten Son. He was willing to carry a cross up a mountain and be hung on a cross upon the wood. You see so many similarities in the Old Testament. God was saying, I'm giving my only begotten Son. And they can come into covenant with me. And it's a witness of how much God loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him will not perish but will have everlasting life. It's about believing. I wore my pin today. I think Tanya and Sierra bought it for me. It says believe. We're in a season of believe. We've always been believers. But God is highlighting the importance of believing what He is able to do and what His ability is. And to set aside the disappointments from the past. So that we can walk in the fullness of salvation. A few months ago, we studied what salvation means, what that word save means. It means so much. We still have handouts for that if you would want one. But God will take care of all of our physical needs. In Matthew 6, 31, 32, they sang about it in the song. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. And He has promised to supply all of our needs according to His riches in glory. What is He going to supply our needs? They're right there. It's what we need to eat. We need food. What we need to drink, we have to drink. And what we should wear, He will provide our clothes. God knows, and He provides for everyone. All the animals. He's Jehovah Jireh. As we're moving forward in 23 to 24, our theme is believe for the impossible. Believe for the impossible. Have faith in God. And Matthew 19:26, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Say all things. And so the Lord really put in my heart that we need to study the book of Acts, Because the book of Acts was a believing church. And so starting next week, we're going to start a series on the book of Acts. They believed. They believed Christ was who he said he was. And they believed they could do what Christ said they could do. And the word belief, believe, believed, is prominent throughout the New Testament. And in one form or another, you can find that word 250 times in the New Testament. I think we need to study about what it means to believe. To believe is to have faith. It's to put our trust in, or to have confidence in. Because Jesus is more than enough. He's Jehovah Jireh, and he will provide. Romans 10, 8 to 10 says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When we believe with our heart, that means we're believing with our entire being. Abraham believed beyond a doubt that if he sacrificed his son, God would raise him up. So we're going to study the book of Acts. Are you excited about that? I've been praying for direction, and that's the Lord put that in my heart this week. We need to study about the early church, because they believed in evangelism. They believed in spirit-filled preaching. They believed in discipleship. They believed in fellowship. They believed in worship. They weren't just going to church to go to church, but they were living as the church in their cities. And we saw transformation come into those places. And even in the midst of persecution, they didn't give up. Because they believed with their entire hearts. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 19:26, I'm just going to read that in closing. But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you that we can have total confidence and trust and hope in you. And Father, I pray for everyone who hears this message today, Lord, that you stir them up, Lord God, to get into a position before your throne. Thank you, Lord. Because you love them. He works all things together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So, Lord, we thank you, Father, that with you all things are possible. And, Lord, the things that we've had in our mind that we've been thinking about that just seem impossible to us, Lord, just break off those limitations again. Lord, break them off, break them off, break them off. Lord God, that we expand our understanding, that we expand our knowledge of you. Lord God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you, Lord. Just stir up and remind the saints of the words that you've spoken over them, of the promises over their life. Lord, and of the things that you've said to them. The prophetic words that have come over their life, Lord. I thank you, Father, that we grab a hold of those and look at them again. Look at them again and begin to trust God to bring it to pass, because he is Jehovah Jireh. And I just sense the Lord is releasing, just pouring His Spirit on us today. It's just like I see a rain in the Spirit that's just coming down upon the congregation. Thank you, Lord, for your rain. Thank you for the healing rain. Thank you, Lord, for miracles and healing in the rain. Lord, as you touch bodies, as you deliver and heal and set people free, Lord, we thank you that you're doing what only you can do. We can't do it, Lord, but we're saying, yes, Lord, pour it in to me. Heal me. Deliver me. Strengthen me. Fill me with joy. Chase out the depression, Lord, and the worry and the anxiety. I hear the Lord say, that's not my people's portion. I am your shepherd, and you shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul. My soul. Lord, let the rain just saturate our souls this morning of your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. We're just going to let Jeff play just a few more minutes and just shut yourself in with God this morning. If you need healing this morning, put your hand right on that place of your body that needs healing. While Jeff continues to play. Thank you for healing, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just begin to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 to 24, it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it." So, Father, we thank you for the teaching that's gone forth this morning. We thank you for the work that you've done in our hearts. Lord, we just thank you, Father, that as we go from this place, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that it is you, Father, who sanctifies us completely. It is you that is able to present us blameless before the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that you are faithful, Lord, to accomplish your work in each one of us, Lord. Bless this congregation. Bless this River of Life family. Bless and strengthen our friends, Lord. And once again, we lift up those who are sick today, Lord. We say, be healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your healing power flowing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for protection, Lord, as we come and we go this week. And we thank you, Lord, for divine appointments as we come and we go this week, Lord. Help us to be aware and help us to be alert and help us to be advancing the kingdom of God, Lord, wherever we go. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We leave this place rejoicing, full of joy, knowing that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, in Jesus' mighty name.